This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
We've been joined by a local performer, Calliope, which we'll be saying more about later. But welcome to Women on Waves.
Thanks for having me, Anita. Nice to be here.
It's great to finally get you in here. It's been many, many years in the making. But I just thought before we start talking that we would get a few things out of the way. Now, Calliope, I wanted to start off with a song from you, and I wanted to play Better Off Alone.
I see.
That comes from Promises album.
The Promises album, yeah.
And we might be hearing you do something live from that later in the interview. Yeah,
that'd be great.
Okay, so let's have a taste of Calliope for any listeners out there that haven't been treated to this particular performer.
Well, you're about to hear her. Yes.
Yes, she is now with Better Off Alone, and we'll be talking, chatting away to her shortly.
Oh,
there lies the question, am I better off alone?
Yes. I notice your favourite colour is blue.
No, it was just a period. You know, I think a few people can relate to it occasionally, that you just don't want to be involved in a relationship.
We'll be hearing some brighter stuff later on in the interview anyway. Now, you first picked up guitar when you were quite young.
Yeah.
A number of years ago, let's say. Seven?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
And I played a ukulele before that.
Right. Was your family musical? Or?
My father sang in church and my mother danced, and she comes from the islands, Greek islands. So very, you know, music's sort of part of the culture, and dancing is part of the culture.
So you were sort of imbued with it from probably your childhood.
I was living two doors down from a scout hall that used to get together every Tuesday nights, and Mum used to just let me go over there. So I used to just sort of play chords with this scout band from very, very little age, young age. Yeah.
And you've been through a few different personas since then.
That was influenced. I really loved Bowie, you know, with his Ziggy Stardust and his various personas as well. He really, I just loved. And also my first live gig was playing at Trisha's nightclub. I don't know if you remember Trisha's.
No.
Trisha was John Barry. A cabaret bar in North Melbourne. So there was always these personas going on there. I mean, I had a lot of my friends were sort of, you know.
Okay.
Transgendered and et cetera.
You're an out and proud performer, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
I thought you were.
A bit, you know, I have my different times, but, you know, I've sort of passed it now. I'm a bit older. It's like, if you don't like it, you know, it's your problem, not mine.
Yeah. We all reach that stage, don't we, Jeffrey?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You've got other things to think about, like hot flushes and.
Yeah. I don't know whether that troubles the guys, don't you?
Yeah, well, I don't really know.
They go through menopause because their brain just goes.
Did I say that?
Their brain just goes scrambled when they reach that age.
Not sure where I could go with that.
I've taken his breath away. Like I say, it is my last Women on Waves for quite some time, so I thought we'd pull all the stops out.
Well, that's right.
Just have a lot of fun on this Sunday. If you're out there and you want to get a message through to us, or indeed to our very special guest, Calliope, how do they do that, Jeffrey?
You can SMS to 0427 JOY949.
You can email on air at joy.org.au.
Or call us on 1300 JOY949.
And we'll get the message through in the studio.
That's right.
It'd be lovely to hear that there are people out there and listening avidly.
Yes.
To this very special Women on Waves.
While you're having your coffee and seeing the morning.
Okay, so you've talked a little bit about being influenced by Bowie. Who would you say were your other musical major influences?
I'd say Bowie for sure, Sweet, Status Quo, Susie Quattro. Just used to yell out all her tunes when I was a kid. Devil Gate Drive, Glycerine Queen, The Wild One, Cat's Eyes. Oh, gosh. And then as I got older and started getting serious about writing, I was in bands where most of the musicians in the bands were a lot older than me, like 10 or 15 years older. I sort of started performing live in the cabaret clubs when I was 15. And I had to leave school actually when I was 16 because I couldn't do both well. Of course, went back. That's another story. But, as I got older, I was in bands writing, with these older musicians, and then they were a huge influence. And then I'd have to say probably, U2 and just, I really liked their material. And, that's all I can think of at the moment. Mm-hmm. I just loved them when they first came out, and I liked their transitioning as well. They sort of moving with different producers and stuff too. So
you weren't Spandau Ballet?
I didn't really get into the, electronic stuff that much. I really liked the raw organic.
Pet Shop Boys though? Surely the Pet Shop Boys.
I do it for a part of the curriculum in teaching, but no.
Okay. What else do we need to cover? You've traveled widely with your talent.
Thanks.
So
yeah.
Would you like to say something about that?
Oh yeah. Had a great look. I've travelled a lot of stacks of Victoria and stuff and through Queensland, Townsville, South Australia, Perth. Done a lot of Australia. Was really grateful to have. I got a deal in LA and did all the West Coast there. That was fantastic. I was over there for best part of 3 years. You know, I also got chewed up and spat out, but I don't want to focus on that. That's inevitable if you, you know, I mean, I actually launched my name. I was working as Bobby Marie before I went to the States and then launched my name Calliope. We sort of thought, you know, sort of getting in touch with my roots. Then went in my 40s, went to Greece and started getting in touch with my indigenous culture as well and how many of women in southern Greece in the islands are very sort of androgynous, fairly masculine.
Was it what you expected in Greece?
Look, I went when I was a teenager, I sort of had a bit of an attitude like, oh, you peasants, I'm going back to Melbourne where it's all happening. But when I went as a woman, it was just fantastic. It just blew my mind. It changed my life completely. Mm. I found value in my heritage. I became very proud, Greek and, I really got my act together, actually. Probably never too late, but
it was something you had to do.
Oh, yeah. And I've been back 10 times.
Oh, right.
Since I've got, you know, I'm setting up a B&B in my mother's island in Greece. So,
right.
And I've sort of got a network of friends from all around Europe, which they go to a hideout on our island and we get together and
what's your address?
Greece is well, best kept secret. Nisiros.
Nisiros,
yeah. And we've been doing some gigs there. It's sort of like a world mash of fertilization, cross fertilization of styles. Mm-hmm. And it's just a buzz. It's beautiful.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Now, listen, we've got to take a few messages.
Yep. Hi, I'm Marley Walcher.
I'm Tali Callender
from Sugar Beach. And you're listening to Women on Waves
with Anita on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Very special guest, Calliope, listened to another song of yours. And I believe this is from your Bobby, what's the rest of that?
Bobby Marina. Which one's this? Are you thinking Sweetest Love? Is that what you're thinking?
No. Oh. I'm thinking.
Oh, you're thinking of the pseudonym that this is a period that, a pseudonym artist, Bobby and George, and it's myself and an ex girlfriend. It's a lot of history there, but interesting.
And that's called
Are You on Fire?
Are You on Fire? So we'll get to hear the.
I like that already.
So we're very different.
We'll come back and then we'll chat a bit more.
My queen. shining through. I can't believe you love me the way you do. Do I deserve the love you've saved for me? Spiritually, unconditionally.
Tell you what, we like to slot in the odd opportunity to jive around.
Yeah, and really good if you were listening out there to the words. I thought they were really poignant, quite apt.
Yeah. I'm hot. Hot, yeah. Just thinking back. Yes, all those words were sent to me by an ex-girlfriend and just drove me insane. Absolutely every one of them.
And these are her words.
They're her words. She just sent them emails, texts, and I'm like, oh, I'm just going mad. I'm like, had to put these to me. I'm getting hot flushes. I'm just thinking about it.
It's good.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've never played it out. You're the first, Anita, because I...
And you're out there.
We're psych exclusive.
We want to bring you things straight away, fresh off the press, and you've got it today.
I'm very glad you wrote it because I think it's a lot of fun. But going back to your career, we got as far as you performing even in Greece. How did you feel you went over? Well, you
oh, it was fantastic. There's a whole lot of cafes on the coast on the island Nisiros, and basically, I was just received so well. Of course, because I'm from the island as well, they're very proud that they call me the singer, you know, when I go there. And basically all the cafes, when I perform, all the cafes just joined and they were just sort of seats were coming around, you know, our cafe, and everybody was just selling drinks from there. You know, it was just amazing. It was just, it was just beautiful. I just felt like I'd gone home, you know.
So do you sing in Greek for them?
I tried that. I tried, changing a song, one of my songs, think it over. You want me no more, say it's over. It translates really well in Greek. It goes, skepsito, an me rapas. For those Greek girls out there, or Greek boys, that's you. If you know what that means, we might have a.
We do have some something. Greek chaps listening. Oh, I know.
So that translated really well, and I tried singing it, but I found my accent was too thick. It's a bit like when Greeks try to speak English; it's just that thick. So I just need a bit of training in speaking
Greek
proper
again.
Greek. Yeah, you know, it was my first language, but it's been you know a while. Okay.
I've actually known you for a number of years. I remember we first used to meet up at a cafe around the corner.
Yeah, at Di's.
Lovely Di, wherever she is. And ever since then, I've been thinking I should get Calliope onto the show.
You know, when you asked me...
And you gave me some of your music a few years back.
Yeah.
So I started playing it.
Yeah.
And... I don't know whatever happened, but we never had the opportunity to have you in. So it's great that, you were free this week.
Yeah. Thanks. I didn't even realize when you said, oh, you haven't been on before. I didn't even realize that is the case. So it's good to be here. Thank you.
That's quite all right. Now you wanted to, have a bash at playing something live for our listeners, which I'm sure they're going to look forward to. So
can I do a shout out?
Yes.
Can I do, this is for you, Shelley. This is for you, Shelley. She requested this song. So.
Okay. So I know what you're going to do.
play.
Okay.
Yeah.
In that case, it's Promises, isn't it?
Yes. It's the title track from the Promises album. I'll do it just unplugged on the guitar.
Okay.
Do you want me to pick it up now?
Yeah, well, you go for it, old girl. I mean, young girl.
Thank you. I've been believing all your lying eyes. Love is a little bit hard from time to time. We can let it slide. As for the distance, we never said goodbyes. Love is a little bit hard from time to time.
You've got a few happy listeners out there, so thank you very much for that, Calliope.
Thanks, pleasure. That was a good vibe. Thank you.
We're going to have to take a few messages, but if you can stick around, we'll talk some more and catch up on your career and things like that.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Okay.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Becky Cole with the gorgeous Anita right here on Women with a Question What You and in English. This is Becky Cole, and Anita is gorgeous even though I've never met her. Women on Waves 94.9. Joy, I'm joyous.
Very special guest, Calliope.
We are. Now, I don't know whether you all enjoyed that out there, but we just loved that in the studio.
Good
Calliope
vibe.
Was
Thank
really
you.
Lovely passion in that song. Just yeah. beautiful.
Really good vibe. Thank
yeah.
you.
And we got a message that we'll deal with. That was your comedy shot, and I hope it's enough to keep you busy for a few months.
Anyway. I'm sure it will.
Okay. Now, Calliope, I wanted to try and sneak in probably one of Michelle Parsons' most requested tracks.
Mm-hmm.
That's the excuse I'd use to whenever I play this, because it is probably one of my favourites from her album, Uncover Me.
Okay.
And it's called The Real Thing.
Dreamed Hi, I'm Suzy Quattro, and you're rocking out with Women on Waves on Joy.
And we're still chatting away to Calliope here, and we've had a couple of messages in, which are quite interesting messages. The first one is about how you pronounce your name.
Yes,
because Calliope.
Calliope. Calliope. It's really, I pronounce it Greek
way. The Greek way, yeah.
It's a Greek name. Yeah. She was the ninth muse in epic poetry.
Oh.
She was one of the nine
muses. So that's
muses.
The right. Muses reference that crops up in some of your personas.
Yes.
And the other one is we seem to have missed the message. It's from Mel. It says the previous note was just a hello and it's titled P.S. But I'm not sure that.
Well, we'll say hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mel.
Now, before we slide smoothly into our jazz segment of the program, it's probably time to ask what you've got coming up on your horizon.
Well, a real fun project I've got going at the moment is my funk band called What the Funk. And you can like us on Facebook. It's What the Funk with a question mark. So we're playing at Eddie's Band Room on Friday the 5th. And I'd like to offer a couple of free passes if for the couple of people want to like us on our page and mention your show, Anita.
Well, how do they get those? They'll have to contact you, will they?
They can message me via the What the Funk question mark page on Facebook, and I'll leave their name at the door.
So. And the details of the event are on that.
It's Eddie's Band Room, Moorabbin. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night. It's a great funk band. We just do all the retro stuff, and it's just dancing and great musicians. It's just fun.
That would be fun.
Fun. Lots of fun.
And you're going to be hanging around for a little while longer.
Yes.
So we might just do our first jazz track. Pippa Wilson, who is the most amazing jazz singer.
She is, and was in here recently.
And lives in Melbourne, but she's going to be away in Sydney for a few months, so I don't think she's got much coming up until October.
Yeah.
Yes, she's wonderful, Pippa. Been around a long time.
She has indeed. You probably shared stages with her in the past.
We shared a feature in Muso magazine in 1990. We were both featured in that Australian Muso magazine. It's something, a little bit of trivia for you.
And Pippa listens to the program.
Hello, Pippa.
What were we going to say? We were going to talk about upcoming things. So you mentioned the What the Funk.
Yes, What the Funk. That's a five-piece funk band and just doing pretty well covers, dance, retro.
How long have you been with What the Funk?
Look, this is a new lineup. I joined What the Funk, became their singer last year.
Yeah.
And then slowly we've just pulled in lots of musicians that, like my bass player from the original band, Mick Skelly, is just phenomenal funk artist, funk meister. And, he's joined the rhythm section.
Okay. I'm going to, play us out with track and then take our final messages.
Yeah.
And we'll come back and wrap up. Okay. I'm going to play Suede and an appropriate track, I believe. Till we meet again.
Hi, this is Katie Lang, and you're listening to Australia's first and only lesbian and gay radio station, Joy 94.9.
It's been a blast. It's been
to wrap up, but hi, Di.
Hi, Di.
You're listening.
Memories.
Now, Calliope.
Yes.
How do people book you?
You can go to Calliope and the Muses. That's my original Facebook page. Or even through the Funk page. But after some unplugged solo gigs as well, that'd be lovely.
Okay, terrific.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.